for Crop Watch. Crop Watch continues talking with Bayer's David McGlynn. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here in the Stephen area.
So most growers are wrapping up their cereal herbicide applications. The wheat has been, it's off to a great start, and they're getting nice control with the herbicides they're putting on. So the crop is looking good.
Spraying season, that's kind of the what we're in here. What is Bayer looking at? What are you talking to growers about as far as that goes? Any insect pressure, weed pressure? What's the main focus right now?
So in our grains, what we're most guys are spraying their cereals, and we are starting to see a fair amount of grasshopper infestation. So I think it's going to be similar to last year. We had high grasshopper pressure, but they're spraying their wheat. Guys are getting through their corn, and no, we're just real fortunate. We're off to a good start.
Any other suggestions, things to keep an eye on here as you go through the growing season?
You know, I think, you know, working with your consultants or your sales agronomists, they keep an eye on your fields. They're up to speed as to what's going on in the countryside. If there is some bug pressure, that's as little, it's as easy as just putting a couple gallons of product in your tank. If you're going across the field anyhow, doing your second shot of Power Max, it's real easy to put a couple gallons of insecticide in there, because I truly think the bug pressures are going to be high this year.
We've had a lot of heat and a lot of wind.
Absolutely, absolutely. Last week was a great spray week. The winds weren't howling at 30 miles an hour, so there were a lot of sprayers going last week, and guys are finishing up here this week. So no, we've been real fortunate, and like I said, if everybody could get a nice shot of rain, it would be welcomed.
Anything else to add before we let you go?
You know, just want to remind growers when any herbicide application, just to always read the label and follow the label instructions, and be safe out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, David McGlynn, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network for Crop Watch. This has been Crop Watch, brought to you by Bayer Crop Science, Crary Industries, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and Veristo Herbicide from BASF. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.